one of the questions that people have when it comes to the souls in purgatory is whether they can pray for us or not. Every single purgatory mystic, every saint that has any dedication to the souls in purgatory agree in saying that they can pray for us. Not only must we know this, but we must understand why and how they pray. This is what today's mystic reveals to us. The foundation of their prayer is gratitude and seeing that they are all saved from hell, which you can see this previous video to understand its horror. That is the fuel for the gratitude that they have in the way in which they pray. We can learn much from that by meditating on the reality that we too are also saved from hell, but we often forget this since we live in the world that we do. Let's dive right into the prayer of the souls in purgatory so that we can pray like them. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Purgatory is a world of prayer. Prayer is a language of love. Therefore, purgatory is a world of love. It is established in peace, harmony, and order, which are fruits of God's love. The souls there are all surrendered to the pure will of God, which is love. And because love reigns in purgatory, I could say that there is no greater joy except that of heaven than finding oneself in purgatory. I contemplated this world of love and of prayer where all the holy souls before all else pray to God to glorify him, giving testimony with gratitude and praying for us. Such are the great truths that were revealed to me this day. I returned to myself, my body, broken and exhausted, but my soul still invaded by love. My guardian angel approached me and said with great gravity, "Pray often for the souls in purgatory who are praying so much for you. They are very much forgotten. Too many people forget their duty to pray for them. Too many people show themselves ungrateful." With a gesture of his hand, he made me see very clearly the holy souls in purgatory, submerged in the constant fire of infinite love, and I contemplated their prayer. For many years, I did not know that the souls in purgatory were praying for us. This idea had never occurred to me. I believed that they were just suffering their punishment and nothing more. Nevertheless, their very intense prayer is very different from ours. It is incomparably more beautiful and richer in harmony and unity, for it is not mixed as ours is with any kind of feelings or sensibility. This prayer of the souls in purgatory is like a surging of divine charity that completely clothes them, consuming them with great love. They pray at the same time with great joy and great pain. I believe that no one can truly have an idea of their state other than Saint Paul, who said that he exulted with joy in his tribulations and trials. The holy souls in purgatory pray constantly in a serene and disinterested supplication. What they receive of the divine love that fills them, they want to give to others. They never want to keep anything for themselves because they are only interested in giving glory to God. And the glory of God is the expansion of infinite love in all souls. It is the expansion of the kingdom of God. They have an extreme compassion for their fellow men who are with them, as well as for all the persons whom they knew here below, and all the members of the church militant, whose eternal salvation they desire with ardor and love so that God be glorified. They pray for all of this. Afterward, the angel spoke to me of what he called the liturgy of purgatory. The blessed souls of purgatory are in constant prayer. Everything in them is prayer because they are completely surrendered to the pure will of God. They unite in a special way to all of the liturgical celebrations on earth, and these feasts of the church mark a certain rhythm, although they no longer know the measure of time. The liturgy of the souls in purgatory is based on the adoration of the justice and the sanctity of God and is closely modeled on the liturgical manifestations of the church militant. Their prayer is a very pure adoration, united to the praise of thanksgiving that they raise constantly to the Most High for their salvation. They celebrate the mercies of the Lord. They pray for each other, but not for themselves, since they are all snatched up into the pure will of God, and they are totally forgetful of themselves. But they implore without ceasing the liberation of the others because they burn with charity for one another and of zeal for the glory of God. They know that every soul's liberation from purgatory contributes to the glory of God, and this glorification of God is their only preoccupation. Freed from all obstacles of sensibility and of concupiscence, these holy souls can pray for one another in the light of a perfect love. On some feasts, especially those of the Most Blessed Virgin, many souls are liberated. This is an occasion of great joy for all of purgatory. Every Mass also brings to these souls many consolations, especially those celebrated for their intention, and particularly those on November 2nd. The souls do not cease to give thanks to God and to pray for the intentions of those who pray for them. They are assiduous in praying to God for the conversion and the sanctification of all mankind. And they also direct themselves to the Blessed Mother of God and to the saints to ask their intercession for all of you who are still on earth. This is the great prayer of the souls in purgatory who are nourished at the fire of divine charity and who exercise themselves for the glory of God, the extension of his kingdom, and the salvation of all souls. When the angel had explained these things to me, everything disappeared from my interior sight and I remained in prayer. In a vivid interior light, my soul was invited to contemplate the prayer of the holy souls in purgatory. I saw them engulfed in a humble availability to the pure divine will. Their prayer rose in spirals toward the throne of God, like the smoke of incense with three reflections or colors. My guardian angel who was close to me told me, "Look, my child, and understand well. This image shows you the prayer of the holy souls and explains to you its three characteristics. For that reason, you see the smoke of incense that rises in spirals of three different colors. There were in effect very light white spirals, heavier spirals of a vivid red, and very heavy spirals of a golden color, but it was one and the same smoke." The angel continued, "Prayer of the holy souls in purgatory is perfectly humble, perfectly trusting, and perfectly grateful. It is above all a prayer of thanksgiving, incessantly glorifying the holiness of God. The souls are ecstatic in this contemplation by absolute choice. They know that they will see God face to face, and they remain prostrate before his holiness in an attitude of profound humility. They know they are unworthy of his mercy, and they know that this painful purification will finally make them capable of possessing God. I contemplated these souls who seemed to me to be overwhelmed in their misery, confounded by finding themselves so unworthy before the divine sanctity, and by being the objects of the burning love of God. They are in a very painful fire that captivates and surrounds them. In some way, it is as if this fire limits and opposes their normal spiritual activity. Thus, they surrender themselves very docilely to the pure divine will, submitting to it in an attitude of profound humility that prevents them from having the least interest in themselves. They do not pray for themselves. They expiate. They pray for others. And above all, they pray to glorify God. They are very stable, serene, and trusting, because they have been despoiled of every kind of false limitation and the shackles of a sensible, effective, psychological order. There is neither fear nor doubt nor uncertainty in them, but instead a soft, gentle peace and certainty, and this saturates their prayer with a great confidence and power. My holy angel said to me, "The holy souls in purgatory are strong because they are in peace. Their union with the divine will is already so total and perfect that they obtain from it a great patience and a radical confidence. Also, their prayer is trusting. They express the hope of fully enjoying their salvation in the eternal possession of God, whom they love. These souls still lack knowledge, but they know that they are, from now on, saved from any fault or error, and thus they have perfect confidence. I saw them, above all, in an incessant happiness and an unspeakable joy that literally elevates them toward God, and their strong yearnings of love turns them toward all the members of the Holy Church. The angel told me, their yearnings are the yearnings of thanksgiving. Since the blessed souls have intense joy in the midst of the most vivid sufferings, they feel the joy and the happiness of being saved forever, and they are continuously thankful for this gift of salvation. They give thanks without ceasing to God for all the graces that he has given them in this state of purgatory. Their knowledge is greater and more complete than yours is on earth, and they savor certain mysteries that for you are still a matter of faith, because they experience and know them firsthand. They receive innumerable aid from all the church in heaven and on earth. These are the effects of the unbreakable communion of the saints, and they give thanks to the Most High in perpetual outburst of gratitude. Observe how the prayer of the souls in purgatory is beautiful, pure, serene, and so perfect. These are the joys of purgatory. This does not exclude in any way their pain and suffering, but they are like lights in the night, testimonies of the infinite love of God. I contemplated these perfumed spirals of smoke rising toward the throne of God that transmit the overwhelming intensity of prayer in purgatory. Purgatory is a world of prayer. For the souls there, prayer is a language of charity, and they are immersed in the burning love of God. Then everything vanished from my interior gaze. Oh my God, if we could only pray like that, with as much fervor and love as the holy souls of purgatory.